The ancient Egyptians believed that the human being had a material part and a spiritual part. The latter was made up of three components: the ka, or vital force, the ba, which constituted individuality, and lastly, the ak, which existed before the birth of the individual and survived after his death. However, the spirit could only survive in the next world if the body was preserved as well. This was the reason for the mummification of the dead. It was accompanied by a series of rituals. The priest, whose task it was to embalm the body, wore a mask with the features of Anubis, the god with a jackal's head. The internal organs removed from the body were kept in special containers called canopic jars, with lids in the shape of a human face. While the mummy was being wrapped, a series of ritual formulas were recited, and amulets were placed between the bandages. The deceased was then carried to the tomb by a long funeral procession accompanied by the weeping of mourners. In front of the door of the tomb, the ceremony of the opening of the mouth was staged. This was supposed to magically restore life to the corpse. At this point, the mummy could be deposited in its sarcophagus, decorated with magical formulas. The Book of the Dead, a sort of handbook of the afterlife, was placed alongside it. This type of funeral was very costly and reserved for the highest classes. The poor were simply buried in the desert sand.